Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's Dealer On webinar, How to Deliver the Ultimate Red Carpet Experience. My name is Aliana Raggio, and I'll be your moderator today. And today's webinar is being presented by Dealer On. For anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer On, we're an award-winning website development company and digital agency, best known for our amazing SEO, the absolute best customer service, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the brand new Chameleon responsive website platform. We're so committed to lead conversion, optimization, and customer service that Dealer On is still the only company in the industry brave enough to offer a money-back lead guarantee program. Does your website company guarantee you a 50% lift in leads or your money back? Well, maybe you should check us out at our gorgeous brand new Dealer On website at DealerOn.com. Dealer On is going to be exhibiting and presenting at the upcoming NADA convention in Las Vegas at the end of March. If you're going to be there, stop by booth 6626 and write that down, people. We have the best booth around. You're not going to want to miss it. And I'm going to be there, and I want to meet you, so please stop by booth 6626. I'd love to see you. And while you're there getting your NADA on, please check out the speaking sessions from these Dealer On executives. We have a great show in store for you today. We're very pleased to have Mike Davenport as our presenter today. Mike, the Louisville Chevy dude Davenport, is a self-proclaimed Chevy enthusiast. Not only is he the leading salesman for Bachmann Chevrolet, he's also a top performer of new Chevrolet sales in the country and one of the 40 highest-rated salesmen on DealerRater.com. A 15-year veteran in the auto industry, he's held numerous dealership management positions such as sales, F&I, new car manager, used car manager, and even GSM. However, Mike's meteoric rise in sales didn't start until 2010, when he bravely decided to leave the management sector of the car business to start from scratch as a salesperson in a new town at a new dealership, where he could focus his branding efforts on himself and provide an excellent example for other salespeople. He owns several domain names, maintains a very successful YouTube channel with over 2.3 million views, runs very aggressive social media campaigns, and his social media presence proves he's a leader in the industry for other sales professionals and managers. Mike Davenport is the epitome of a rock star salesperson and a very active member of the automotive community. And he can be reached at mike@chevydude.com.
Damn it.
What?
Huh?
I heard that. Mike Davenport is going to be presenting at the upcoming Rockstar Automotive Conference on March 21st alongside industry greats like Grant Cardone and Gary Vaynerchuk. He'll be discussing how to become a 30-plus car salesman and become the rock star of your dealership. For more tickets to this awesome event, visit rockstarsalesman.com and use the coupon code Mike for a special discount. Now, during the presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, we're going to try to respond to you by email later today. Also, don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will also be emailed to you later today for your reference, and please feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. Oh, and guess what? Our good friend Mike Davenport and his buddies over at Sellcology will be giving away an awesome prize today on the webinar. Not one, but two of you lucky webinar attendees will win the exact same red carpet that Mike uses on his deliveries. You will literally be able to now give your customers the actual red carpet treatment. This is totally legit. This sweet, sweet prize is valued at $80, but let me tell you, the reaction from your customers is going to be priceless. You have to be on the live broadcast to win it, so stay tuned. You could be one of the people walking away with this amazing prize today. And also, at the conclusion of this webinar, you're going to receive a short survey. So fill it out, because we're always looking for quality feedback from our audience. Today, we're going to randomly select a couple of people from all the completed surveys to also win some Google prizes. And hey, do you tweet much? We hope you do. We'd love to hear what you have to say about today's presentation, so tag us in it. Use hashtag DealerOnWebby. I'm at Eliana Raggio. You can also hit up Mike Davenport at Elville Chevy Dude. It'll be on your screen the entire presentation. We look forward to seeing what you're saying. So let's get started. Let's learn how to deliver the ultimate red carpet experience. Mike Davenport, it has been a long, 2.5 months since I've had you on the show. You killed it last time you were here. I couldn't wait to have you back. Thank you so much for doing this again, and you came with an incredible presentation. We're so happy to have you back.
I did, and that's what I'm a little nervous because the fact that I did such a great show last time, I don't want to let anyone down. And the fact that there's someone here, I know, it's amazing. There's somebody in here that's not even in the car business watching, and anything that I talk about is really good for any type of sales. So it's interesting that we have people in here who aren't even in the car business. I love it.
Well, you know, when we talk about salesmanship or how to treat your customers right, I don't think that that's exclusive to just the auto industry. I think anyone from any industry can learn about that and really benefit from it. So I'm really happy you're doing this today for us, and I know you have a lot to get to. So without further ado, please take it away. Where do we start?
All right, thanks. We're going to start right here. So here's what my goals are for you guys is exactly what you just said. I want to show you how I treat my clients like rock stars, and this is what's going to get you to go in to get more repeat business, more referral business. But we got to treat our customers like rock stars because they're asking for it. I'll show you how I can close more deals without negotiating. I just did it yesterday. I was going to post this on social media, and I can't get this stupid app to work to not post the Facebook blurry. But it copied all my text messages and how many times I asked this guy to sit for the sale, stuff like that, and I never gave up one penny. And this guy walked on me on the dealership, and I still let him walk because I had a great price. I want to show you how to be the expert in your sector. So the reason I do this, the reason I do these webinars, you know, I gave away $500 last time. I'm not doing that this time because it was my personal money, was to show somebody that they can sit here and be an expert in their sector. And I know Jerry Peppers is on here. I talk to Jerry quite a bit. So he's a Chevy salesman down in Texas, okay? He's the expert in Texas. I'm the expert in Kentucky. I'll help him any day of the week because we're not in the same area. So when I'm talking about your sector, you can be a Honda guy in Florida, and you can be a Honda guy in Kentucky and still help each other out and be an expert in it. So be more efficient. I'm going to show you how I am efficient during my day, get more done. I try to always get as much done in every 15 minutes I possibly can. And then we'll have a question and answer session with hopes and dreams that Eliana is going to turn her webcam on the first time ever on a Dealer On webinar.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see.
Pressure. So the very first thing I'm going to show you is this video. It's 1 minute, so it's not very long, but I want to show this to start this process off.
That's hot. Can suck. In my kimono bought a car. From my car to how bizarre. Baby double the cat made that that didn't crack. In fact I like it.
Just make me watch.
That's an actual commercial for a company called Carvana. It's an actual commercial. So did you get what they said? They said, we suck. We suck at everything we do in the car business. We suck at talking to our customers. We suck at product knowledge. We suck at negotiating. We suck at experience. We suck at everything. And there's several companies, BP, Carvana, there's a couple other ones out there who are telling you to not go to a dealership and buy a car. Do it online. And this video hits that home so strong. It tells you to, hey, you know what? It sucked going into the dealership. It sucked having to talk to a salesperson who didn't know their product because that's what happens in this world now. And then it sucked for the buying process. So they're basically saying, hey, you know what? I did it online. I saved money, and now it didn't suck. So this is what people think we still are in the car business. They think we're some in the 70s with a short tie and a plaid jacket. We have balloons on our lot and streamers and sale signs everywhere. It doesn't sell any cars. That stuff doesn't sell cars. You've got to treat your customer with respect. So we have to switch. How do we change things? And change is hard, so we have to do it. So that's kind of a couple of things I'm going to do, is maybe show you also how to change things and when the change is hard. So a picture like this does not represent a red carpet delivery experience. It's just a picture, okay? I'm going to talk about this picture. So remember, the kid's thumbs up, the wife's thumbs up, and my thumbs are up. I'm going to talk about that a little bit. But this isn't a red carpet experience. Just a picture does not work. But all of this starts when the minute the customer walks on the lot. So when we walk out to the lot, the number one phrase that a customer tells us is what? And we're going to get to that in a second, because now we have a poll question.
That's right, audience. We have three poll questions for you today. And the first one is on the screen now. And I would love to see 100% participation on this one. So please, please, please get involved with your poll questions. I think if there's a lot of people who get involved with these poll questions, I might actually turn on my webcam. Maybe. We'll see. All right. So what we want to do is ask you this question. We're looking forward to your answers. How long have you been employed at your current dealership? Please select one of the following answers. Is it less than a year? Somewhere between 1 and 3 years, between 3 and 7 years, somewhere between 7 to 10 years, or too many to count. Once we have a majority of the votes in, we're going to close the poll and share the results. The votes are coming in fast and furious. We love it. We love it. Some people actually wrote in their votes. Let's see what we got over here. Somebody said, okay, Kyle said 1 to 3 years. Thank you for that. Billy Wilson said 0, but he has been 25 years in sales, though. Huh, thank you for that, Billy. And David says, no, I won't. He says, when you turn on your webcam, will you sing karaoke? No, that's not happening. All right. Well, Mike, we have a lot of – no, I appreciate that, Dave. We have a lot of people already voting. Thank you so much, audience, for being amazing today. If you're ready, I'll close this poll and share the results.
Go for it.
Let's do it. All right. The majority, 34% of today's audience, so more than a third of today's audience, said that they've been employed with their current dealership for less than a year. 30% of today's audience – are somewhere between 1 and 3 years. 20% of today's audience say they're 3 to 7 years with this dealership. Only 7% of today's audience said that they're between 7 and 10 years of employment at their current dealership. And the remaining 10% of today's audience said too many to count. Wait a minute. Somebody do the math for me. Is that more than 100%?
34, 54, 54. Yeah. I didn't get the second one's percentage.
30. It's 101%. Hey, thank you so much for 101% of you voting. I appreciate you.
So perfect. So that's why I asked this question, because this question is very, very pertinent. So we have 34% of people who have been with their dealership less than a year. It's amazing. There's a lot of new people coming in this industry. And unfortunately, there's a lot of bad people out there. I don't want to say bad people. I want to say bad information giving from people of how to take care of a customer, because it's not the correct way. So the number one thing that we get when – I'm going to go backwards here. It all starts from when we walk in the lot. The very first thing that we get is we get just looking. So how do you overcome that just looking stage? You have to do something different. You have to be different than the person before. So because we know what just looking means, right? It means – it's bullshit. They sit there and they do way too much stuff online before they get to the lot to sit there and give you a just looking. So a mediocre response of going out to a customer and getting a just looking means that you've done something wrong. So your goal is to find what works for you and to get something out there so the customer doesn't tell you just looking, because we know what that means. So imagine this for a second. Every single customer walks in on your lot with a shirt that says "Impress Me." This is what 100% of your customers that walk to the lot, walk in the showroom, walk into your service department, walk into your parts department, walk into your body shop. If you're in advertising, sales, with TV, that you walk into their store, their business, they say the same thing. Impress me. Why do I need to spend money with you? Why do I need to do business with you? In my sector here in Louisville, Kentucky, there's 21 Chevy dealerships within 50 miles of my dealership. Why does my dealership, Bachmann Chevrolet, dominate every single one of them? Because our job is to impress the customers. As I always have said, who gets paid more, teachers or entertainers? Entertainers get paid more. That's why everybody complains that baseball players, football players, actors, actresses, they all get paid way too much. If they sat there and taught the game, they wouldn't get paid very much. So it's already being done. 16 hours and 42 minutes is what people are doing shopping online. 16 hours and 42 minutes total. So with that, the contact of a buyer, 55% of all buyers' contact is when they're walking in on the showroom floor. So for you guys out there, the Six Car Club people who aren't on this are on this webinar because they're out talking and drinking coffee and stuff like that. So this is to the people who want to improve themselves, who want to do better in the business, sell more cars. 55% of people walk in on the lot. This is according to Auto Trader. And if you don't already know, Auto Trader is one of the best people out there for analytics. If you're in BDC, 29% of those people are contacting you on the phone, 12% are contacting you on email. You've got to impress them in the very first thing. So what can you do to impress them? Okay. My buddy Jim Ziegler, he says millennials all sit on a couch in their mother's basement and don't have jobs. Well, guess what? Those millennials are starting to grow up, have incomes, and buy cars. And that number is dwindling to only 51% of the people, of millennials, that 18 to 29 type range, 34 range, those millennials are not walking in as much. Only 51%, 13% email, 29% phone, and look at the 1%. They're texting. You've got to text people. There's a lot of laws with texting, so you got to look into what your dealership does. But those millennials are starting to text. And you're going to see those numbers get bigger. You're going to see the walk-ins get lower, the phone, the email, the text all get bigger over the next few years. Here's why we have to change. Here's why you have to impress your customer. Auto Trader study. You've got to remember this number. Only 17 people out of 4,000. This was last year, 2015. 17 people out of 4,000 were impressed with the car buying process. They hated it. They hate us. Again, back to one of my first slides. You suck. That's what Carvana is telling customers out there is you suck. Don't buy from a traditional brick and mortar dealership. Guys, we do the same thing with banks, do we not? Oh, no, don't go to your bank. We'll get better financing rates. We've been doing it for years. So why is somebody not going to get to us? 56% of people are still wanting to negotiate. I can tell you on one hand on how many times I negotiate on my 37 car deals last month. I don't negotiate with my customers because I build value, and when the value exceeds the price of the car, they can't negotiate. 81% of people want a different test drive lot. Traditional test drives suck. Right around the corner, all right turns, blah, 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 which your manager is teaching you is wrong. And I'm going to show you what I do on my test drive to get a better test drive experience. 81%, guys, there's only 19% out there who say, hey, test drive was fine. And then you got to remember this number too, okay? 42% of people today, just today, are using multiple devices to shop for a car. So they're using the desktop, they're using a laptop, they're using mobile devices, iPads, stuff like that, tablets. In 4 years, okay, this is 2016, in 4 years, that number is going to go to 80%. It's going to almost double. So we've got to be on our game, and we've got to change to impress our customers because something big is going to happen. Look at Uber and Lyft with the taxi world. It's going to change for our business, and we're one of the slowest moving businesses out there to get things changing.
Excuse me, Mike, we do have a question.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have a question that came in about that last slide, if you wouldn't mind going back to it. David wrote in, in your opinion, is the text number – see where on the graph it says initial point of contact for millennials?
Yep.
He says, do you believe that the text number is so low because of the lack of option for it on most car dealer websites?
Yes, it is low because of that, and I think also – because dealerships are scared to send text messages back because of all the laws that are out there, and there's a lot of dealer groups saying we don't text anymore.
Okay. David,
Scott Textime with AutoByTel has a really great presentation on texting laws and stuff like that. He's a guy that knows this stuff better than I do, but you got to text your customers, but you just got to be compliant with it.
David says, sad, but thanks for the answer. Okay, please
you're
continue.
Welcome.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're fine. I'm glad you asked. That's a good question. So this is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
So you got to treat your customers like you've known them forever. I don't care if I just met somebody on the lot or if I have known them forever. I treat my customers like they're my best friend forever, because right then and there, they better be your best friend, because they came on your lot to spend money. They didn't come to your lot to buy a gallon of milk or ding dong. They came there to buy a car. So things not to say. You can't walk out on the lot. Remember, we don't want the, I'm just looking. That's crazy. We don't want that. How can we help you today? I'm just looking. You know, welcome to XYZ Motors. What brings you in today? Just looking. Thanks for coming in today. Is there something we can do for you? Just looking. How are we here? Are you here for the big sale? That's such a cliche. That's such a huge cliche. Every dealer does it. Every dealer says it. Did you call for the big sale? Did you call for the tax refund sale since it's February or March? You know? What brought you in today? I use that one a little bit, but I use it in the right context, not when I'm just meeting the customer on the lot. And have you worked with anyone here before? Okay, I'm a salesman on the sales floor, on a traditional sales floor. I'm not BDC or anything like that. I understand we don't want to skate people, okay? If somebody with this day and age with texting and phone calls and emails, if somebody has done something correct, they're going to ask for them. Don't walk into them and make them feel uncomfortable. I see it on my show. I see it on my showroom floor every day. They sit here and is like, have you worked with anyone here before? And like, or, you know, they say, have you been here before? That's another one that I see. And the customer's like, well, yeah, I bought a car here 6 years ago. Listen, if that salesman didn't do their job, they don't need them. They're Mr. Bach. They're your dealership's principal customer, not a salesman's customer, including my own. I lose deals all the time. Because if I didn't follow up, that doesn't happen. I follow up very rigorously. But you've got to do your job up front is create something different. Impress them when they walk in. You got to dare to be different. And being different means you got to be dare to be strong. So here's some things that nobody else does. Hey, guys, are you doing some looking and shopping today? So imagine you walk on a lot. Someone's in the middle of your row. And you pull an objection out. Because we already know what they're going to say. I'm just looking. Okay? I'm going to get into a couple steps down the road. But we already know that these customers are doing 30 to 60 days, almost 90 days worth of shopping online for 15 plus hours. They're not here to look. They're here to buy. Customers are only coming to 1.2 dealerships before they do buy a car. They're coming to one dealership. You have one shot to impress them. So I'll also pull that out. Hey, do you need some time to look around alone after I talk to them? And they're going to tell you, yeah, can you give me a minute? Most likely they don't. And they sit there and say, actually, I need some help. I don't want to leave this customer. I don't want to leave them. Because if I leave them, another salesman can come in and take them. However, if I said, hey, guys, are you doing some looking and shopping today? Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, if it's okay with you, let me point you around, and if you want, I'll leave you alone. And that's, you're just starting it with them. You're giving them comfort zone that you're on the lot. They don't want to be bombarded by a ton of salespeople, and they just want to be taken care of. Well, let me show you where the new, and I'm a Chevy guy, so I got to use my own product. There's Equinoxes are over here. The new Silverados are over here. Used cars are on these front two rows over here. That lot down there, you see that lot on the other side of the grass? All those cars are over 100,000 miles. Are you looking for something over 100,000 miles? Boom, what did I do? I just started interviewing them. I just started fact-finding. I just started qualifying. I went into it just like that. No, we don't want anything over 100,000 miles. Okay, excellent. So you can stay away from there. Now, what have I done with this customer? I have built value with this customer immediately. Immediately. When they came in to sit there and say, you know what, Mike, we want you to stay with us and help us. Okay, are you here to look for a specific vehicle? Because, again, our customers are sitting there and knowing about all the product, about the internet shopping, and so on and so forth. They may be there to look for a specific vehicle. Get it out of them right from the get-go. Hey, guys, are you guys doing some looking and shopping today, or are you just looking for a specific vehicle? No, we know what we want, Mike. Perfect. Let me find it for you. Okay, what are you looking to accomplish today? I already know the answer. They want to buy a car. They didn't come here. Very few people nowadays are coming on the lot, going lot to lot to lot to lot. It happens. I'm out there on the lot as well. Lot to lot to lot. Here's my favorite one. Are we your first stop, or have you been worn out by other dealerships? And all of a sudden, they just start telling you exactly what happens. Hey, oh, my gosh, you won't believe what this dealership did across town. Oh, my goodness gracious. So now you're building value with that customer and letting them know that you're here to help. and they don't want you to leave. They're like, dude, this guy's different. We haven't talked to anybody who actually does this, 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 and this. So why be different? Being different sets you apart from the rest. It's everybody's doing the same thing. The very few people in this country, the people that are on this webinar, the people that are in my couple of my groups that I'm in, we all do something different, and we do it better than the rest, and that's why we sell the amount of cars we do. And if you're in this, like the 34% of people that have been in the business for less than a year, this is the things that are going to get you over the hump and allow you to be that 10, 12, 15, 20 car guy within the next year. I said it earlier, we only have one shot. Customers are only visiting 1.2 dealerships before they buy a car. You've got to do it right from the get-go. You can't be an idiot. Customers want fresh, new content. If they see something new, they see something fresh, they watch it. If you ever see that video on YouTube that's only got 10 hits or 1,000 hits or 2,000 hits, and then you see it a year later and it's got 2 million, oh my gosh, it's because it was fresh and new when you saw it and you liked it. Everybody wants change. Everybody wants change. Everybody hates the negotiation process. They hate the car buying process. It takes way too long. They want change, so you've got to change that. It's fun and it's challenging for you when you have hard people. This guy that I was selling a car to yesterday, I sold him a car. He was a pain in the butt, I'm telling you. But I have enough resources, enough know-how, and everything to sit there and just keep doing my job. I know my job every day. I know I need to keep closing them, stick to my ground, stick to my dollar amount, and don't give up. And it's exactly what I did. Some little bit of time, a bunch of closes, and I closed them. And all of this creates gross profit. That's what your dealership wants. That's what you want. That's how we get paid traditionally. And I've got to say, I apologize. I did kill a kitten because our friend and great guy, Greg Gifford, says bullet points do kill kittens. And I have a bunch of bullet points in here.
I was wondering what that was about. I was like, don't kill the kittens.
Don't kill the kitten. So Greg Gifford always has in his presentations that he doesn't have bullet points in them because bullet points kill kittens. And I love that saying. And I did this page strictly with bullet points to kill a kitten with Greg in mind.
You're absolutely right about that.
So we want a customer to say yes faster. And with the day and age today of TrueCar and AutoVitels and Edmunds and Kelley Blue Books and all this other stuff, the other dealerships in your market, a pricing strategy up front gets a customer to say yes faster. Unfortunately, with my dealership, fortunate or unfortunate, I guess it's whatever you want to put it, it's how I sell 30 plus cars a month is because I can get to pricing quick and be done. But my dealership on a new car, it's our strategy to really pour everything out on cars. We don't lose money, but we make it easy. We got the inventory. So, you know, sometimes that helps out on this. Now, if you're on a small town lot, I've sold cars to in towns with 10 and 16,000 people. I understand that pricing strategy as well as I do in this 2.2 million town of Louisville, Kentucky. So I understand that completely, and you got to use a pricing strategy that works for you, but use it to engage that customer to get a yes faster. Know what the customers are looking at. Know what the customers are looking at on TrueCar. Know what they're looking at on Edmunds.com, and they're walking in with, well, this is the best price. Boom, and stick to your guns. Get to price early. I'm telling you, if you get to price early with the customer, and I'm not talking about with these dealers, there's still a lot of dealers that do sticker plus addendum. I'm not that type of guy. I could never own a dealership or run a dealership that did a lot of addendums. That's just not my personality. And I want to sell more cars with lower gross profit than I want to sell fewer cars with a higher gross profit, because we know the more we have for a dealership, the more we have in people come into service drive, get more referrals, more repeat business, stuff like that. So we have all sorts of positive things. So get the price early. 43% of the dealerships, 43% of the customers that walk into your dealership look at it for a place to learn. So they are seeing all this information on the 15 plus hours that they're reading on the internet, but they still want to come back to the dealership and get the information to learn. So when they're coming in, they're ready to buy, but they also want to make sure everything that they look at online is exactly what they're looking at. They're looking at pricing. They're looking at their trade-in values, so on and so forth. 84% of the customers out there want to buy a car at the dealership, okay? So I showed that Carvana ad up front. They're telling you to not buy a car in a dealership. They're telling you not to go there. Do it online. We'll give you a 7-day test drive, money-back guarantee. We'll deliver it to you, blah, 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 all this stuff. They're trying to make it easy. But the truth of the fact is the customer still wants to walk into the dealership to get it. And then 73% of people will drive further for a great salesperson preferred to the 65,000 people who are willing to drive for a lower price. That doesn't mean that you get that internet up, that you get that phone call, and it's like, well, I'm a great salesperson, so you'll drive further, and I got to hire, I'm $500 higher. That's not going to work today. Unfortunately, customers don't care about that when they're calling about price on the phone. However, if you do your job correctly and create an environment where they know it's different, they know they're being taken care of, and they know that they are wanting to do business with you down the road, when you create that red carpet experience, now they will call you every time and not shop you. And that's what it's all about. You've got to sit there and create the environment today to get the repeat and referral business, because 73% of your customers will go to you regardless of how far you are away to buy a car. These strategies here is going to what help you make profit. Because like I mentioned before, profit is so huge. You've got to have you've got to have profit in order for everything to go around. We need to make money to pay for our stuff at home, to pay for our wives, our kids, whatever the case may be. So one of the great questions I ask my client, how much internet research have you done so far? I already know the answer, guys. I do enough research on my own. I go to these silly seminars and stuff out there, and you know, NADA and Digital Dealer and CBT and all this stuff. I go to these things to learn. And because I already know, I'm asking questions that I already know the answers to. And lo and behold, hey, how much internet research have you done so far? And all of a sudden they start looking at you and rolling their eyes like, oh my God, my wife has been killing me with all these things that she's emailing me and texting me and stuff like that. And they start telling you a story. They start telling you a story of everything that they've been doing, and they don't realize that they're doing it, and they don't realize that they're giving you ammo to close them down the road. So you do it. And you know why you do it? Because it's professional. It's professional, and you're giving your customer a service to help them out. And now let's go to this next poll question.
I am ready. All right, audience, your second of three poll questions is on the screen now. We want to know, what are your customers doing when you go up to the desk? Please select one of the following answers. Do you think that they are scheming and plotting? Do you believe that they're researching on their mobile device, which is also called showrooming? Do you think they're coming up with brand new objections that you've never heard that they'd love to throw at you? Do you think they're looking at other vehicles? Or, oh gosh, they're probably doing all of that. Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close the poll and share the results. Don't forget to keep tweeting out some of your awesomeness about today's presentation. We love to read what you have to say. And if you have a question for Mike Davenport, hey, send it on in. We're going to be getting to the Q&A session pretty shortly, and we're here to help you up your game and get a better red carpet experience for your shoppers. All right, one more time. What are your customers doing when you go up to the desk? Scheming and plotting, researching on their mobile device or showrooming, coming up with new objections, looking at other vehicles, or, yeah, probably all of that. We want to know what you think is happening when your back is turned, all right? Once we get a majority of votes in, we're going to close the poll and share the results. And Chris wrote in, oh, yeah, all of that and much more. Boy, you think they're doing a lot while they're sitting all by themselves at your desk, huh? So before we get to the answers from the audience, Mike, don't tell me the answer, but is there an actual answer to this? Like, has there been research on this?
It's my own personal research.
Your own personal research? No. Don't say what it is.
I'm not. And then go into some of these conferences that I go to. They talk about it as well.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Audience, you've been wonderful. Let's close this poll and share the results, and let's see what everyone else thinks, all right? All right, 7% of today's audience believe their customers are just scheming and plotting. 33%, so a solid third of today's audience, believe that their customers are showrooming or they're researching other vehicles on their mobile device. Only 5% of today's audience believe that they're coming up with new objections. 3% says they're looking at other vehicles, and the remaining 52%, the majority, believe they're doing all that, all of that. So what did you find out, Davenport? Tell me, what's the skinny? What are customers doing when you go up to the desk?
They're doing it all. They're doing every one of those things.
Really?
because when you leave the desk, I'm going to get into this a little bit more, when you leave the desk, that gives them opportunity to call somebody, text somebody, hey, they're giving me 12 grand for my trade. What do you think? Oh, that's way too little. Has anybody ever text or called somebody, phone a friend on that one show? I can't remember. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah.
I'm going to phone a friend. Does anybody go, oh, my gosh, you're giving me 12 grand? I thought it was only worth 10. Take that 12 grand. It's never going to happen. They're going to say no. Their third party is going to sit there and say, no, that's not enough money for your trade. They're coming up with new objections because of doing stuff like that. They're looking at other vehicles because they're going to get on, another dealer's website and say, hey, wait, they got this exact same vehicle over there for 2 grand less. And they're like, okay, well, do you think we can get them to do this? We like this price, but can we get them to do a little bit more on the trade and a little bit less on the car? They're absolutely doing that.
Okay.
So another great question I love to ask is while I'm maybe walking out towards the car or showing them the car is, what else are you comparing besides the model and trim of the car? And they tell you exactly what it is. And if you are a true professional, you're going to learn the product of the other manufacturers. Every sector, every zone, every market is all different. I'm in a Ford town. I have two big Ford plants. I think there's about 6,000 or 8,000 Ford employees. So what do you think the big dominant factor is here in Louisville, Kentucky? It's Ford. And everybody knows, well, I got my buddy over here that gets A plan, and I can get A plan or X plan or Z plan or whatever all those silly plans that they have, are. And I look at them and say, hey, no problem. That sounds great. We here at Bachmann Chevrolet, we honor the A plan as well. And then they look at you and they do. Perfect. And then you find out that what they're looking at, because then you can competitively compare them. I promise you, anybody can come in here, and I will tell you more about a Ford F-150 or a Mustang or a whatever the other – I'm drawing a blank now. But I will tell you more about the – Escape is what I was thinking. I will tell you more about those vehicles than the salesperson they were actually talking to about it, because I do so much research on their vehicles. Same with Honda, same with Toyota. I know the big factors of our areas, Honda, Kia. I know those factors, and I do a lot of research so that way I can try to keep them from going to the other dealer. And if they don't go to that other dealer, or they do go to that other dealer, I give them questions to ask so that that way I win. So I also ask this question. You're gonna think, what the heck is he asking that question for? Hey, you don't have to buy something today, do you? Because what is every other salesperson doing out there? Again, be different, right? You're being different. It makes you be stronger. Hey, you don't have to buy something today, do you? They're going to say, no, we don't have to buy anything today. Perfect. No problem. I want to make sure I can help you get everything answered so that way when the time does come right for you to buy, that you can make a well-informed decision. Because every single salesperson out there is saying what? You better buy right now. You better do it today. The incentive's in a week. I'm going to sell it out from underneath it. That's what every single salesperson out there is doing, and it's a weak statement. So when you tell a customer, hey, you don't have to buy something today, do you? Number one, they never heard it before. And number two, it's such a solid statement because you're putting them on a pedestal of being on top of you that I don't have to buy today. And you're bringing that objection up before they can do it. And then here's the Mac Daddy. Everybody better write this one down. Take a screenshot, picture it, because this right here is worth thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars per month to your pocketbook. I made this up. Use it. I want you to use it. This is why I share it. Out of all the vehicles you looked at online, why did you choose to come look at this one?
That's a good one.
And unless I've told you this before, or you've heard me say it, you've never heard this from anybody else. And it's such a solid question. This phrase alone sells me more cars per month just because I thought of this silly thing. I can't believe I thought of something so cool and so awesome. So here's how I use it. A customer, take this for an example. A customer walks in and they're like, hey, I want to see your stock number P3542. What have they done? They've done all the research. They've went to cars.com. They went to Auto Trader. They went to all these third-party companies and they've searched from lowest to highest price, and they start canceling cars off, and they come to yours because you got the best price, the right colors, the closest to their house, so on and so forth. And they come to you and want to specifically see this car. So, perfect, no problem. Let me get the keys for you. You go get the keys. Now, what have I not done? I haven't introduced myself. I haven't asked if they've talked to anybody before. I haven't asked them. I haven't even shook their hand, nothing. Completely different. I haven't asked them to sit down at my desk. completely different from anybody else that they're talking to. Oh, no problem. Let me get those keys for you. Go get the keys, come back, start walking to the car. What have I not done? I've still yet to introduce myself. I've still asked if they've been here before. I've still asked this. I know this going in, that if I don't ask them if they have been here before and it is somebody else's customer, that's my fault. I'm going into this to make it different, to make it the fact of it is very few people that are coming in like that are going to be working with another salesperson. Okay? That's my percentage. That's my risk that I'm taking. And I know going into that, if I go on a demo ride, if I go through everything else and it is somebody else's customers, I lose that deal. Okay? I know that 100%. As I'm walking out to the customer, as I'm walking out, because again, we're creating this red carpet experience. We're creating this experience that they're not expecting. So when I'm walking out to the car, and I'll tell you what, I think this is a really nice car. I looked at it yesterday. I drove it yesterday. I showed somebody the car yesterday, whatever the case may be. Hey, out of all the vehicles you looked at online, why'd you choose to come look at this one? And they look at you, and they start telling you everything that I just mentioned. Well, it was the closest to my house. It was the color I wanted. It had the lowest miles. It was the best price, blah, 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 blah. And the only thing that I look at on there is for them to tell me it's the best price. That's the only reason I ask this question, because I already know my cars. We use V Auto at my dealership, so I already know my cars are the best price. So I'm looking for them to say it's the best price, because then I pounce. Then I sit there and get on them, like, oh, excellent. Well, let me tell you about the pricing since you mentioned that. And this is, and I go into my story of how we price our cars, how we go through V Auto, how we have, make sure we go 150 miles out there. We look at it, blah, 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 blah. And I move on and I start showing the cars. Oh, hey, by the way, I forgot. I didn't introduce myself. My name's Mike Davenport. What's yours? And then I start going through the process of the sale, because now you made it completely different. You've made it low key and you've made it simple. So let's talk about this test drive. I mentioned this earlier, that a ton of people want a better test drive. The test drive around the block, the test drive, you know, that we're all used to, you need to change it. You need to change your test drive. You need to take control of the process of the vehicle transaction, because when you have control and you're walking your customers through everything, you're gonna do it. So here's some reasons to getting the middle ownership to sit in. What questions do you have? Is there anything that you need a clarification from online research? I've asked all that stuff. Ask my powerbomb question. Out of all the vehicles that you've looked at, why'd you choose this one? I make the customer show me the car. Why do I do that? It creates a huge amount of middle ownership. If I need to open the lift gate, hey folks, let me show you how to open the lift gate. Push that right there. Boom. They need to close it, close it. You know, make them close it. Push that button right there. I show them everything so that they are doing it. And then also it allows them to see how easy it is, and they are creating mental ownership with that car. If I want them to put in a navigation destination in it, here, let me show you. Hit that button, hit this one. Boom, 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 boom. And they're doing it. And I know this like the back of my hand, so I'm not fumbling through it. I'm like, no, you want to hit that button right there, and I'll point to it. So I always make the customer show me every car. Now, what I don't do, Chevy Traverse is my one thing that I always never let anybody do. The Chevy Traverse, for the Chevy guys out there who know, if you've sold one, the second row seats are a little tricky. So if you know there's a tricky issue on it, don't let your customers do it. Do it for them, because you should know the trick to the trade on how to do that. You should already know that their emotional hot buttons are, and hit on them. Start asking questions. What do you like about it? What do you do? What do you, blah, blah, blah. How are you going to use it every day? Start asking those questions. Go on a long demo route. If you can hit a 12, 15, 16-mile demo route, that will be perfect. Don't do the short demo routes. I understand that some dealers have predetermined demo routes, but you need to step there and say, listen, I'm going to go on a different demo route because I want to do it for my customers. Pre-deliver the vehicle. This is what I mean by that. Set up the Bluetooth for them. Show them how the nav works. Show them how everything works. Because once they get out of the business office, you want to get them the heck out of the store so that way you can move on to the next customer. So I pre-deliver the vehicle on the demo ride, and again, it creates huge mental ownership. This is my demo route, guys. This is my demo route of 13.36 miles. That is a huge demo route. This takes me sometimes almost 18 minutes to complete.
Wow.
I'm on an 18-minute long demo ride. What possibly could be going on in 20 minutes on a demo ride? Everything. Mental ownership, seeing how everything works, getting comfortable with me, everything else. So on the top left at the 11 o'clock, you see all the little red dots. That is where our dealership is. and where I start, and there's a little jog to get on the interstate. So the big long on the 12 o'clock is the interstate there, and then so I'm getting up to interstate speeds, showing them that. It's a little bit of congested traffic, so they're hitting some brakes. They're merging onto the interstate in a congested area, so they're getting the power out of the cars. They're seeing that stuff. And then you see the bend at about the 2 o'clock state, so they're getting some curves out of it. It's a bank. It's a good bank. They're coming down to the interstate again. And we're turning, and then there's a switch point that I do at the bottom single dot that's right there at the bottom. When we come off the interstate, that's a perfect switch point for me because we can get out, we can take a couple minutes, look at the vehicle, ask them any questions. What do you think so far? Start qualifying, start asking open-ended questions to pre-close them, and then we follow our demo route. The little S curve on the 9 o'clock sector there. That's got some hills on it and stuff like that. So I really went through this demo route and made sure that it was a good demo route. And I'm telling you, when I go on these demo routes, I have more and more and more comments like, wow, this is a great route that you have. The other dealership just took us around the corner. You know, if you go, you know, mystery shop your dealers or watch where your dealers go. Watch where your other stores go. A lot of us are around stores that have other stores around them. Watch where they go. Follow them one day. Go, just wait for them to go and just follow them and see where they're doing around. Do it different. That's how you're going to create a red carpet experience. So now it's important. Now we're back from the demo ride and we need to seal this deal. Okay. So how do we do it? You had to be on your game from the get-go. You can't sit there and all of a sudden start getting in and start closing the customer because you have to earn the right to close the customer. We've had to build the value above the price of the car to do it. You can't sit there and say, okay, you ready to buy? So when I get back from my test drive, the very first question I ask them is, do you think this vehicle will meet all your wants and needs? If you guys want to write this down, I'll say it again. Do you think that this vehicle will meet all your wants and needs? It's a closed-in question. They're going to say yes. Or they're going to say no. Or they're going to, okay, if they say yes, excellent, no problem, follow me, let's go in, and I'll start going through. Now you start going through your process of how you're going to title it, how you're going to pay for it, stuff like that. You have to be professional the whole time. Don't be that typical salesman that customers hate. You know, I hate this question. My store does it, they teach it. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best and 1 being the worst, how is your credit score? Okay, you ask me how my credit score is, I'll tell you what, I'm going to walk out of your dealership right now because I'm not there buying a car if I have bad credit. We're in the car dealership business. I understand 100% that we have bad credit people that walk in and think they can get everything. That's where you have to be on your game and be able to look at customers and talk to them and know the traits of our business to do it. Hey, I take for granted you have excellent credit. They're going to stop you right there. No, Mike. I don't think I've got excellent credit. Now you can go into something different. Okay, I'm going to say that one again, so if you want to write it down. I take for granted you have excellent credit. And you start going into, if you want to finance it, we'll be able to help you there, blah, 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 whatever the case may be. You have to use the word excellent. If you use good, great, anything else, you have to use excellent because I have an 833 credit score. If you sit there and offend me as a customer who has an 833 credit score, you're going to offend them by saying good credit. Okay, because they have excellent credit. So, and then stop going back and forth to the desk. No, you know, that's just like my poll question earlier. You know, majority of us agreed, 52% of us agreed that they're doing everything. They're showrooming, they're scheming, they're looking up new ejections, they're doing all that stuff. So stop leaving the desk. Stay there. Learn all the processes on it. So keep closing. Stand your ground in a professional manner, use your tools, and know how management operates. If you guys are a one-price store and you didn't get to the price early, shame on you. Change your procedures so that way you can stop negotiating up front. If you think that you guys have great prices on cars and you can back them up with different tools, if someone's looking on NADA or Kelley Blue Book or Cars.com or Auto Trader, let them know that, hey, this is the best price. Stay in your ground in a professional manner. But that's where it comes into closing. You've got to close because when you can close, you'll never worry about a job and you'll never worry about money. So you have to know all this stuff. Be transparent with your deals, okay? The picture on the left, I literally just took this out of a group this week. I just took it out of a group this week. If you're doing four square like that, shame on you. Customers don't want it. Customers do not want to see this crap. Tell me how much this person is buying this car for. We're all in the car business. We understand this stuff. what are we buying? For how much? Are we buying something for $28,988 with a $3,500 discount, so $25,408, and I've got a $500 trade? Or what is it? Okay, a 98 Ford Taurus with $168,000, it probably is worth $500. But we know that up front. And we're going to put $6,000 down in short-term financing. Number one, this isn't even a compliant. This customer takes this person to court, the customer's going to win in a heartbeat. Short-term financing, is that 36 months, 24 months, 48 months? In my mind, short-term might be 60 months. And then I get into the office and it's like, oh, wait a second. I don't want to do that. I need to do something different. It's not transparent. You're playing games with your customers. Don't do it. The one on the right is what we do here at the dealership on every single deal. I have everything 100% listed. I have the MSRP. I have any accessories that we have on the cars, which we typically don't. I have the market adjusted price, which is the MSRP, those two added up. I mean, you have to explain that a little bit. The discount of $4,503. And typically that's got, and this is because it's Kentucky. In Kentucky, you don't tax rebates, so we will tax that in there. And typically when I'm going over this, I'm going to tell them the discount includes all rebates and discounts from the dealer. So your total vehicle price, your total trade-in allowance, your adjusted price, which is all your tax tag, title, and license. Again, look, I got my license fee, I got my doc fee, I got my taxes all spelled out. I've got my trade-in payoff, I got my delivered price, I got a total, we did put a rebate on this one, so he did it a little bit different. So I do have the rebate showed here. And then the unpaid amount. This might have been an Indiana customer because in Indiana you have to tax rebates. So there was a $500 rebate. So I have everything listed right there. I have 48 months, 60 months, 72 months with no money down, $1,000 down, $2,000 down. How more transparent can you get? The next question you're going to get is what type of interest rate is this done at? And we can handle that professionally and let them know that this is all for informational purposes, that we haven't done it, blah, 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 and we're going to get that done for you. So be transparent. Yes.
There's no way there's dealerships out there doing what you're seeing on the left. There can't be. Are you serious?
I pulled off this week.
You got to be kidding me.
I was shocked as you can be. I think 2 years ago I did a Facebook post and told people if they ever see a dealership do this to run away as fast as they can. And I pulled off of a Facebook group this week.
I'm astounded. I mean, just the pure professionalism of the one on the right. Every dealership should be doing that. I can't. You got to be kidding me. Oh gosh, people are writing in. They're like, he's right. I work at one. They're doing this all day long. I know of one in my town. Oh yeah, Mike is right. Oh my god, I can't believe that.
It's amazing. And see, you're not in the car business. So if you look at that, Eliana, when you're out buying a car. I mean, that's just so jumbled up. You have no idea what that is. It's all trickery. What's the 4,000 down circled? As a salesperson, as being in the business for 16 years, I know what that 4,000 probably is doing. The salesman's probably say, what if we can do the same payment with 4,000 down? Okay. It's so incompliant and so red flags that if they get audited, they'll get sued and they'll lose their dealership. Plain and simple.
Let me read some more comments that came in. My boss loves it when he sees a four square.
I do too. Trust me.
Really? He says, seriously, four squares like that still happen. We just got the new style only a year ago. I had a customer give me one and ask us to match it. And my response was, match what? And somebody says, my dealership still does this. And, wowza. Wow. I can't believe all these people are writing in. By the way, I do want to point out, Jake says, do you have a copy of that sheet you're using on the right? And David also agrees. He says, your form looks great, but does this form affect your F&I selling warranties and other products?
My average F&I back end is over $2,000 a copy, so no is the answer. And that DealerTrax ePencil is what we're using.
Wow. All right. So thank you so much. I thought I would never see something like that handed to a customer. That might be fine for notes in the back room, but please tell me, all you great people out there on this webinar, please tell me you would never show this to your customers. That is awful. I'm the ultimate shopper. I'm telling you, I fall for the marketing. I will buy it if the salesmanship is there. I am the person who shells out the money for the better service. I'm telling you, I'm a good shopper. But no, just no. All right, I'm sorry. Enough on this. Keep going. It's fascinating to me.
And since we have 34% of the people in here less than a year and 20% less than 7 years, I need to tell you guys, don't go back to your managers today and say, oh, the Chevy dude says you guys are idiots for doing this. You're going to get fired. Don't do that. You need to come up with a way to adapt to what their management and your practices of your dealership are and create a transparent effect with your customers. Again, be different because that's what's going to play. Don't go back there and say this is bogus. Now, what you can do is take a picture of this and say, hey, there was a guy doing this webinar who sold 37 cars in February on the traditional sales floor, and he was making fun of this. What do you guys think of that? And they're going to start being negative. And then you can sit there and say, well, you know, that what the way he showed it, man, that's pretty good. And he also said that his back end grosses were over almost $3,000, almost $2,000 a copy. So there's a couple ways you can do that and whatnot. So just as a word of caution. So when you can do this, you're going to create an environment conducive to selling cars, creating a better process that your customer wants. And when we create a better process, what does that mean? It means higher grosses. It means higher CSI scores. It means higher dividends from, if you're a GM dealer, you know darn well we get dividends from GM Financial. We get dividends from the manufacturer. We get more spiffs from the manufacturer. And I didn't want to play this in this webinar because this is a 4-minute long video, but go to YouTube and look in Carvana Waste Time. They bash us again. And I'm saying us as dealerships and us as dealer salespeople that all we do is waste the customer's time and to not buy in a traditional dealership and to buy online. So this is, again, it's a company that has, I don't have the stats in front of me. I got these in Orlando back in January, but it's something like Wall Street has invested multiple billions of dollars into Carvana to get them off the ground. So if Wall Street is investing, someone's trying to make a wave in this business. And all I got to say is remember Uber and the taxis. How many of us take taxis now if we don't have to? We get on our phone and do Uber. And if you haven't noticed this new thing on an iPhone, if you type an address and a window pops up, says go to Maps, do this, call this person, it now says call for an Uber. So they're catching on. So after the F&I office is important.
This is where the fun begins.
And that one, too, is for Greg Gifford because I think that's Star Wars, and he's a huge Star Wars nut. So after the F&I office is where now your whole job, you've sold the car, right? So now you can sit and relax and, phew, I'm done. Don't have to worry about anything. But that's not true. Now is when all the work actually starts. Now is when you have to create the red carpet. So now I have my little red carpet. It cost me $80 on Amazon. And the amount of money that the pictures I get and everything else, when they walk out and they say, oh my God, he really did roll out the red carpet when they go in the F&I office and I drop them off and I'm like, hey, when you guys get done, I'll roll the red carpet out for you. I'll go over your vehicle, blah, 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 blah. And they come out and they say exactly what I said. He really did roll out the red carpet. They look at me flabbergasted. I'm like, holy crap.
Wait, the car is like in the showroom with the red carpet?
Mm-hmm.
Nuh-uh.
Yep. I deliver every car off the showroom floor. I try to. I don't care if it's a $2,000 beater. I will pull that $2,000 beater on the showroom floor and deliver it because what is it for? It's to impress the customer. It's to show difference, right? So my job is after the F&I office is to create a good CSI on a new car and create repeat referral business. That's my job. So when they walk out, this is exactly what they see. And if you look at the orange wall, those are my F&I offices back there. So those are my walls. So when I have the car there, it's perfect. They can't see it until they walk around the car and they get that ultimate effect. So I also put these little cool stickers in the gas doors of all my customers' cars. And it just says, sold by Mike Davenport, Louisville Chevy Dew with my personal cell phone number. I don't tell the customer it's there. I let them find it. But also, I put this little cool $2 bill. And I'll always give credit where credit's due. I stole this, and I literally did steal it.
I was going to say, I think I've heard this one before. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I love this idea. Are you kidding me that I can go to the bank and get little $2 bills and spend $2 on a car and put it in there, and a week later, if it's a new car, what are they getting a week later? CSI. And they get that Are you kidding me? They love it. And the amount of people that call me, text me, email me back, I found your little gift, they put things on Facebook. And this week I had a customer actually drive. He lives 26 miles away, guys. He drove into the dealership, and this dude gave me a hug and said, dude, that was so cool. I can't believe you did that. And they bought an expensive car, but that's what it's all about. So it always says something different, but the second line says, here's a couple bucks towards your first tank, and then you are a gas to work with since it's in the gas tank. So the first one's always something personal. Hey, congrats on your new escape, blah, blah, blah. So this is February 25th. You can see this post. She tagged me on Facebook and says, went to the gas station, fill up my tank, and I got this inside it. Oh my God. And she put little heart emojis. That's awesome. That's what I want. But wait till you see this next one. This next one is freaking awesome.
David wrote in, amazing idea, and Mark says, I use the $2 and I get a good response from it too. Go ahead.
You've got to use a $2 bill. You can't just take two $1 bills in there. Because if you look here, this one's a little off. If you look here, I usually take my business card just under the two, so it looks like a 20. Okay, so Shelly here is a good friend of mine. Bought a car a month and a half ago, had barely driven it, blah 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 blah, and bada bing bada boom, she posted it on Facebook. Awesome dealer, and so on and so forth. She posted it on Facebook, and I got 72, 73, 74, and I liked it myself later on, so it gets back up to the news feed and gets some more traction. That's a different webinar, but so she posted it on there. Check out the comments in her – oh, hold on. Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to check out the comments after this poll question. I forgot I had a poll question in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do a poll question. All right, everyone. Your last poll question is on the screen now. We're waiting for your response. And hurry up with this because I want to see what she said, what all of her people said, all right? So what's the number one thing you struggle with when approaching a fresh up? What's the number one thing that you personally struggle with when approaching a fresh up? And it was funny because when Mike told me about this question, he's like, if somebody, you know, I mean, we're all salespeople. We all struggle with something. Even I do. And I was like, but you're a rock star salesperson. He's like, yeah, but even I'm wondering what's the first thing that's going to come out of my mouth. So I want your honest answer. Please select one of them. Starting a conversation.
Sometimes.
Go ahead.
Sometimes I have to be careful what comes out of my mouth.
I bet you do, Mike Davenport. Okay, so your answers are starting a conversation on the lot, building rapport, closing the deal on their first visit, or handling a price objection, or, hey, I got no problems at all. I'm a selling machine. We want to know what your answer is. What's the number one thing you struggle with when approaching a fresh up? By the way, before we, while those votes are still coming in, I just wanted to let you know that Sean wrote in. He says, I stole that $2 trick from Mike a while ago, and I've gotten great response back on this. I do this for every car, every time. So just wanted you to know that came from Sean, okay? And I chose rapport, but I have to say a little of everything. That one came in from Brian. Thank you, Brian, for that. Okay. Trevor says, we have $2 coins. I need better tape, LOL.
That's pretty funny. That'd be a gorilla.
Gorillas. I don't think they'll ever get that coin off. All right. Audience, thank you so much for your votes. Let's close this poll and share the results. You ready for this?
Ready.
All right. Here we go. Okay. Oh, this is interesting. We have a three-way tie. 23% of today's audience said the number one thing they struggle with when approaching a fresh up, starting the conversation on the lot. So that would, I guess, would be the majority. We have an additional 23% who said closing the deal on the first visit. 23% also said handling a price objection. Now, 17% said building rapport is hard for them. And the remaining 15%, well, they say they're selling machines and they got no problems at all. Mike, what do you think about that? It's pretty evenly split.
It is pretty evenly split. And that 15%, I was going to say this up front, but I'm ashamed of you saying that because as a guy, you always have to improve yourself. You always have to sit there and want to improve yourself and never say that you can do it all. And that's kind of why I put that in there, because I wanted to see if anybody would actually do it. And I'm shocked that 15% of the people would actually say that. But hopefully to the other 23% on starting the conversation and closing the deal on the price objection, hopefully you've gotten some stuff out of this, what prior I did, and you can, and you can do that and have a little bit better advanced, techniques, going out on that fresh up on that lot.
All right. Well, don't hide it from me. What was the response? What were the comments?
All right. So here we got Julie saying, I at which dealership can I find this awesome car salesman? I was burned at the last one. We'll never go back to Oxmoor Toyota. Now, I don't remember what was happening on December 17th, but obviously my wife chimed in quite a bit of time later, because I was probably crazy busy. She did that at 10:23 p.m. and at 10:01 a.m. my wife chimed in, because my wife saw it and she's like, dude, you need to, you know, she knows, she's got my back, and she knows she needs to do exactly what I would typically do on that and pounce on it and get it done. And so she got my back on that. And once I saw it, since she tagged me, I saw it, and now I can sit there and say, we're now, and if you look, I friended requested her. So we are now friends, Julie. Click this link and learn more about me, and I sent her to my dealer rated reviews. So I've yet to sell this girl a car, but I promise you I will. 100%, because I put $2 in the gas tank, and I made somebody different. And that's what's amazing is one simple little gesture after the F&I office of doing something like this. And that's what creates a red carpet experience. So a couple other things I'm going to show you that I do. Again, these are my little key tags that I do. Punchtags.com, you can see on the bottom right one. That's where you can get those. I think there are 1,000 of them. They're about $400. I made them up myself. They're pretty awesome. Put them on the key rings, because everybody's got those things from the grocery store on the key ring. I love this idea. It's another one that I came up with. I can't believe I came up with it, but made my own little Chevy Dude Coke. My customers love these, and the response I get out of them is amazing. The response I get of where they put them in their house, or they haven't drank them or whatnot, is amazing. I just sold a customer on Saturday a used yellow SSR. You can see it on my Facebook to show that I'm doing it. He came back in Monday morning. They bought another car from me on Monday, and his wife says, well, where's my Chevy Dude Coke? I'm like, are you kidding me? She said that. And I'm like, perfect. I said, well, when you say yes to this Tahoe, she's going to get her Chevy Dude Coke. So why don't you just say yes, so that way you can make her happy. And that was my close, and he immediately said yes. So, again, a $5 bottle of Coke, which is ingenious by Coke, sold me another car, because he was going to buy a car anyways, but it was a close that I used on him. And as soon as I said it, he's like, yeah, you're right. I'm going to make her happy. Boom, closed down.
That's clear.
It's amazing. So this is what my center console looks like. When I deliver a car, I got my Chevy Dude Coke in it. I got 5 business cards, and I have 5 pens. I have Chevy Dude pens that I give everybody, and I let them know that they can come back anytime and get them pens, or if they want me to mail them to them, I'll mail them to them, and I mail them out all the time. It's amazing. And then this right here is a little sticker with my name on it and my cell phone number, LouisvilleChevyDude.com, Bachmann Chevrolet. And this is the last thing that the customer sees when they leave the showroom floor. And I mean last thing. And I always do this. I always say this exact thing. Hey, wait, I forgot something. I got to show you something. I got to show you one more thing. And they get all excited. If there's somebody in the passenger seat, I make them get out of the passenger seat, walk all the way around, and like, look, this is very, very, very important. Right here is my name and my personal cell phone number. So if there's anything ever that I can do for you, please don't hesitate to call me any time of the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they are like, wow, are you kidding me? Wow, Mike, I love that. Thank you so much. And I go on to tell them, you know, if you got a question about nav or phone or Bluetooth or blah, 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 that you can call me. It's an amazing technique. And just so you know, I put it on every car. $118,515 car, you better believe I put it on that car, because there's so much crap on that car that they're going to get confused, because that car is going to set over the wintertime and not be driven, and it goes on that car. And the customers keep it on that car. So don't worry about a customer saying that you're going to get mad for putting a sticker on the car, because when you build value of why that sticker's there, they're going to like it all the time. They're never going to take it off. So now we get the little red carpet delivery. And this is what I do with every single customer. I love it. It's so much fun. I get some people to say that, hey, I don't want to take a picture, and sorry, you're taking a picture. It's just the rule, so you don't get the car. And then they start laughing, and they take the picture. So And every picture that I do my thumbs up. I always do a thumbs up. And I have them with my sign. Don't steal my sign. I will come after you. I know where you live. I know where you sleep at night. Do not steal my sign. Come up with something unique to do something better. I see a bunch of signs out there now. I love it. I love seeing them. But the people who have used the You Should Be Here sign, I don't see it anymore because they're copying and they fail and they don't believe in it because they just want to copy somebody. So come up with a different sign for yourself. This product is called Arolla Banna, R-O-L-L-A-B-A-N-A. You have to purchase 250 of them at one time for about $3 a piece. So you can see the math of how much this cost me to do, but it was worth it. But you can go to your local sign shop and get something done for probably 15, 20 bucks. So come up with something on your own because it's going to work. It's going to do better, and you're going to believe in it more. So I always do my thumbs up. I showed that first picture with the red Corvette. By the way, that was a used Corvette on my showroom floor. And if you notice the son and the wife, they both had their thumbs up. I do not prompt them to do that. This is how much I get my customers to go with me. They mimic me. They watch what I do, and they agree with everything that I do. And it's all because of stuff that I just talked about. I capture them. I create involvement. I get them engaged. I show them a reason why they need to do business with me, and they mimic things that I do. When I give them my sign, it's rolled up, and I hand them this, and I always have some type of joke to give with. If they made a comment about something and you know, the wife was saying no and the husband said yes, and it's like, what's this say? It's like, I didn't listen to her. I'll make a funny comment like that, and they all start laughing, and I tell them, I use my Apple Watch to take the picture, and I'll sit there and say, hey, it's going to flash four times, and then take a bunch of pictures, and I put my thumbs up, and they do it. It's amazing. So, and then this is the last video that I have in this. This is my $118,000 customer leaving the lot, starting it up.
Did you say fasten your seatbelt, or did the car say fasten your seatbelt?
The customer's husband did.
Oh, the customer's husband. I was like, wow, for $118,000, it tells you to fasten your seatbelt. That's nice.
Welcome. Have fun.
That's a sweet ride right there. Nice whip.
So, did you hear what he just said at the end?
Oh, I
talked
to him.
This is unscripted. No, you're fine. I'm going to tell it anyways. This is unscripted. I don't do this much with my customers, video them leaving the showroom floor, but I did with this customer because this is one of 500 cars that has ever made of this color combo. So he says, thank you so much. And they were telling me that, you know what, I don't know if I really want to drive this car now that I've got it. This is the car we wanted, but I don't know if I want to drive it. It's so awesome. It's so beautiful. So they're talking about buying another Corvette that they can drive and keep this one in the garage. It's crazy. And he's like, yeah, I think we'll be back. And by the way, these are the customers that came in, and then the husband gave me a hug for the $2 bill because his wife loved it. So after I'm gonna hit it here because we're going long, but this is the last thing that we need to do. You need to follow up with your customers. This is my follow up process. It's very, very rigorous. I never miss a beat because I send out stuff nonstop to my customers. In the very first year of ownership, my customers will touch base with me about. I'll touch base with my customers about 15 times. This is my beyond my first year follow up, and I'll talk about this later. You can see it on my Facebook page. Anything that I mail out, I always put this little stamp. Did you get a check? If not, please call me. Here's my cell. I get phone calls nonstop left and right. Mike, I didn't get a check. What would I get a check for? Well, hey, I just want to check because most of my business, 60, 70% of my business is all repeat referral business. So if you happen to send somebody in and I didn't send you a check, I wanted to make sure. Mike, I didn't send anybody in. Well, hey, will you please send me somebody in so that I can send you a check as well? And I get phone calls like that, and I get referrals all day long. Birthday card. I send everybody in the household a birthday card so that way they feel special on their birthday. This is what I do. I get these on a website, gotprint.net, and like 5,000 of them cost me $100. So basketball schedules, football schedules, send them out every time. I have customers. Hey, I got customers calling me. Hey, you're going to send out a football schedule? You're going to send out a basketball schedule? I really like that one. It's awesome. Love it. Greeting cards. And I put a little spin on my greeting card this year, and only one person got it. I couldn't believe it. I wanted so many people to call me and do it. Being the Chevy dude, I put a Ford on my greeting card this year, and only one person got it. And I was so disappointed. And for weeks, I'm like, nobody's calling me. Nobody's calling me. Nobody's getting it. Are they just throwing these things away? What are they doing? Blah, blah, blah. But somebody finally posted it on Facebook. They posted it on Facebook. The Chevy dude sends out a Christmas card with a Ford on it. So it was hilarious. And I have that message on the inside from my whole family. Again, it's nothing that I do with business. And then most importantly, you have to be there for your customers. Be there for them anytime. Remember I put that sticker on the inside of the door and I say, hey, call me anytime with any questions, concerns, so on and so forth. That tells you that I'm being there. But now when it's time to act on it, you have to act on it. This is my customer. 6 months after he bought the car, it blew up on him. Something blew up on him. I shouldn't say blew up. Something happened on his way to work and it stopped working in the middle of a street. We're on the street. This is not side street parking. This is literally a lane on the street. I drive the 30 minutes in the morning to get him, take him to work, wait there for the tow truck to get there because he was nervous about his car being on the street. And I sat there and waited for him to the tow truck to get up. And I did that out of my day, rearranged my appointments, and took care of those customers. So be there for your customers. And the last couple things, here's a couple books that I really, really enjoy. Become an Expert Negotiator by Daniel Weiser. It's a great book. If you want to negotiate and negotiate hard, that's a great book to do. I'm going to jump down to the bottom. Google Oppie by Sean B. Bradley. If you sit there and Google Long Beach Red Corvette, if you Google 2016 Camaro Louisville, if you Google Corvette Racing Yellow, those are all my videos that I'm on page one organic results on Google. And where do people go for information? They go to Google. So if I get stuff out there on Google, page one results, I get the phone calls. It's another way that I sell a lot of cars. I do have an automotive sales professional group. Join it. It's open right now. I usually have it blocked and closed and you can't find it. So since I did this webinar, I did open it up. So that way you can ask, because you do have to be a friend of a friend in order to get in there. It's a no BS group, guys. I don't allow memes. I don't allow bashing. I don't allow people posting grosses and stuff like that. It's a group simply to help other people, give great ideas, hammer things home, and make it great for the customer. And then action items. You got downtime? The average salesperson has 5.5 hours of downtime per day. To those, there's my notes. To those 34% of people who are less than a year, you have the most downtime of anybody. Go set in different cars. Set in a different trim level car every day. Set in it when it's snowing. Set in when it's raining. Set in when it's hot outside. Get the air conditioner running. Get the heat running. The heated seats. And play with the car. Great news. When you're out there, you're going to run across and up. Somebody's going to walk up to that car and open it and get the living crap scared of them because they didn't see you in there. Have an arsenal of closes at your disposal. Learn to close. You've got to have 60, 70, 80, 100 closes, because I just told a guy that I had to ask 15 times to buy a car. And I close them. Stay away from the 6-car club meetings. Those guys are worthless. They're not going to help you sell cars. They're going to tell you everything bad about it. And then have a why. Have a why of why you want to come in today, why you want to sell cars, and don't make it all about making money. Hey, I want to do this. I want to take my kids on a family vacation because we haven't done one in 3 years. I want to do this. Come up with a why and write your goals down every time. Write them down before you go to bed and write them down when you wake up every single day. Why we do that is because you're going to sit there and have them fresh on your mind every single day. And we're done.
Wow. That was amazing. Thank you so much, Mike Davenport. All right, audience, if you haven't gotten in your question yet for the one and only Mike Davenport, I don't know what you're waiting for. We have a few more minutes left that we can devote to your question and answers. We want to help you beef up your red carpet experience for your shoppers. So get those questions in. We're going to get to them in just a moment. Before we do that, woo, it's that time. If you missed it at the beginning of the webinar, well, I announced that our good friend Mike Davenport and his buddies over at Sellcology are going to be giving away an awesome prize today on the webinar. Not one, but two of you lucky webinar attendees are going to win the exact same red carpet that Mike uses on his deliveries. You will literally be able to give your customers the actual red carpet treatment, okay? This cool prize is valued at $80, but like I said before, the reaction from your customers, yeah, priceless. So get ready. Get to your keyboards. First person to write in the correct response to our giveaway question will be winning one of these sweet prizes today. And yes, if you're a vendor, hey, we love vendors coming to our show. Yeah, all the time. But this one is really for dealership personnel. So we ask you to please sit this one out. This prize is only for dealership personnel. All right, everyone. Here we go. Good luck. Here is your first giveaway question. According to a recent study by AutoTrader, out of 4,000 people, how many prefer the current car buying process? Wow, I thought this was a hard question. Everyone got this one right. Oh, my gosh, almost everyone. Yes, the correct answer is 17. The very first person to write in that correct answer, David Sharp. Congratulations, David Sharp. It's been a while since you've won something on my show, but here you are winning. You're a winner today, David Sharp. Right on in. Let me know the dealership and, of course, your mailing address so we can get our good friends over at Cellcology to send out that red carpet over to you. Now, David Sharp, you can sit this one out, my friend. You are already a winner today, but don't worry, audience. We have one more prize to give away. So get to your keyboards. Good luck, everyone. Here we go. Your giveaway question is, according to AutoTrader, what percent of car shoppers will be using multiple devices to shop for a car within the next 4 years? Wow. I thought he skimmed right over this, but man, you guys were really paying attention. The first person to write in the correct response, which was 80%, is Kevin Reed. Yes, Kevin Reed. You are our winner today. Kevin Reed, writing down your name. All I'm looking for is the name of your dealership and, of course, a mailing address. So, Kevin Reed, David Sharp, congratulations. You're our two winners today. Of course, we have to thank our good friends over at Cellcology for giving out such a cool prize. And thank you, Mike Davenport. And, hey, I know the rest of you didn't win today. It's okay. Guess what? We give away cool prizes every week. So, come on back. And who knows, that might be the day you win a cool prize on a Dealer On webinar. Thank you so much. Now, David Sharp is from the Elliott Auto Group. Kevin Reed is from Leglu Nissan in Alexandria, Louisiana. And Mark wrote in, if I came in second, can I get a red throw rug? Mark, that's an excellent question. I don't have an answer to that. But I'll tell you what. You know what? We got answers to lots of other questions coming to you from Mike Davenport. Mike, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's get to that next slide. And
hold on. Turn it.
Good Lord. All right. I'm going to turn on my webcam. If I remember how to.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Don't make fun of me, people. Hi, nice to see everyone. All right, if you're ready, Davenport, you're so funny.
I'm excited. All right,
your first question, Mike Davenport, comes to you.
Where are we at? Are we on this slide?
Yeah, the one with your pretty picture on it.
Oh, okay.
And all your contact information, all right?
Okay. All
right. So your first question comes to you from Isaac, and he says, hey, Mike, thanks for being so active in the sales group. How can I manage slash organize my day to be more productive as I sell more cars? Now, this is interesting, Mike, because when you tell me all the things that you do in a day, I'm kind of like, how does he fit all that stuff in there? I mean, you're even taking people on 20-minute test drives. So how does someone like Isaac and like the rest of our audience, how do they be as active as you are? I mean, does somebody else take them on test drives for you? Does somebody else do any of the sales stuff for you? Does somebody else send out your emails for you?
Now, you know me. Do you think I'm going to let anybody control my destiny? Heck no. So the answer is I break everything down in 15-minute intervals. That's how I look through my day, is do everything in 15-minute intervals, because you know, if you break it down in that short of time, it allows you to do things. Now, my follow-up processes that I do have an assistant, my lovely wife. I have her do everything for me as far as follow-ups with emails and stuff like that, because that's very tedious. It's about 4 hours a day of work that I have to do. And so she does do a lot of it. She comes to the dealership twice a week. She does a lot of it at home because I do have such a tedious follow-up process to follow with my customers. But my thing that I would do is break it down in 15-minute intervals. But what you don't know is how many videos I do, how many, you know, follow-up phone calls that I'm doing. I mean, I'm hammering 200 phone calls a day, guys. I mean, when someone says, hey, you want to talk? You know, my wife wants, hey, can you call me? No, I don't want to talk on the phone. I'm done. I'm spent. So I make about 200 phone calls a day. So don't think that I'm just sitting at my desk doing nothing. But break it up in 15-minute intervals.
All right, Isaac, I hope that helps you out. If you have a follow-up question, hey, right on back in. We're ready for you. Okay, next question. That's not really a question. Sean wrote in, I can't wait until March 21st, Rockstar event. He's going. All right, so just to let you know, at least one.
Right. That must be Sean Martin.
It is Sean Martin. Oh, my gosh, that's great.
I love it. Yeah, I love it.
All right.
Rockstar is going to be awesome, and I'm not going to pitch it, but Rockstar is going to be awesome, and I don't ever do the same stuff twice. I never do the same stuff twice. I was stressing over this because I did such an awesome webinar, which was my first webinar I did, and I was stressing over this because I don't want to do the same thing twice. I always want to do something different because even though that somebody may be in here that's never seen me before, I still want to give the people who were in here, I still want to give them a totally different and unique thing to invest their time into this webinar that it's different.
Right. Okay, next question comes to you from Brian. He says, Mike, I demo for the first 2 to 3 miles of my 11.3-mile demo. Do you like this idea? Do you recommend this?
I think it's a little long. I would go a little bit shorter, maybe just around the block, something to that effect. So you have to look at your demo route and see. I love the 11-mile thing. Everybody's different where their dealerships are, so I've got that area that I can do that long of a demo. But everybody's different if you're in a metro area and stuff like that. But see if there's a place that you can just barely get off the lot and switch and use that as when you take off. I'm going to show you a couple things so we can get off the lot here, get into traffic, and then boom, 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 and then like maybe just a mile or maybe just a block and a half. You get up there and change and do it that right. I would shorten that, but you're doing it the right way.
I love it. All right, Brian, thank you so much for the input. By the way, one of your winners, David Sharp, he says, Mike is making me want to go back on the sales floor. So thanks for that, David.
I was a manager from 2002 to 2010, and I got tired of it, and I'm back on the sales floor now for that reason alone, because he's making a comment about it.
Okay.
He knows why.
All right, your next question comes to you from Chris. He says, Mike, what do you think about managers coming to your desk with the customer to desk the deal? That way I don't even have to leave the customer alone. Do we like that idea, Davenport?
I've never heard of that one before. That's interesting. I would have to probably see it a little bit more of how it's done. But I'm a firm believer, let the salesman close the deals, because that allows you to learn more, get further into the thing. If you want to go into management, if you want to be an F&I, be a GSM, GM, you know, further your career, that's hindering you back a little bit. It'd be interesting to see how they do it, but it's a good idea, but I would rather have the salespeople close.
Okay. Fair point. All right, Chris, thank you so much for the question. If you have another one, hey, right on back in. All right, Jake has the next one. He says, do you have a copy of that sheet you're using on the right? So we were talking about that deal sheet instead of the four squares. By the way, before you answer that, Mike Davenport, I should have reminded the audience.
We forgot again, didn't we?
No, I didn't forget. I have it written down. Look, it's written down.
Okay.
I'm telling him right now. I want you all to take a moment to check out the handouts section of your GoToWebinar interface. In there, you're going to see four handouts, four of them, from Mike Davenport. There's a list of rebuttals to common objections, a list of questions that will get you closer to the sale, and Mike's complete follow-up process. Yeah, and everyone on today's webinar will also be able to download Mike Davenport's slide deck as well. So you want to check out the handouts section of your GoToWebinar interface. All of those are available right now for immediate download. All right, let's get to it. Where do you get that sheet you're using on the right-hand side?
That is actually DealerTrack's ePencil tool. So most of us probably use DealerTrack. I don't know what it costs, maybe a couple $100 a month, $500 a month, whatever. That's DealerTrack's ePencil.
Okay. I'm just letting you know, sit in and relax because we have so many questions. Like the whole screen is
no
full.
Problem.
All right. The next question, Brian. Mike, just a side note, most of today's CRMs have the desking sheet on the right if the traditional dealers will upgrade to their desking habits, right? All right. So you were just saying
they do too. We have eLead. And I'll say nothing but good things with eLead because they're probably watching and they'll call my dealership if I say anything different. But we use eLead, and they have a really good pencil tool in there as well that we use quite a bit also.
Wonderful.
Depending on which manager I go to, they give us the numbers they give us in whichever tool they want to use.
Gotcha. All right. All right.
It's the same layout, just different where they print it from.
All right. I understand our next questioner has something to say. Mark says, you know, a lot of us have to deliver our cars outside in the elements with the weather and stuff. Mike is very lucky.
They are, but I do deliver cars outside in the elements, and I'm in Louisville, Kentucky, so I don't have a ton of elements with snow and stuff like that with people up in the north and stuff like that. But do it, man. Just do it. I can show you a picture where I delivered a Corvette and 8 inches of snow. So just do it because it's all for the customer. You know, ad lib with it. Have fun with it. If it's raining, get an umbrella, whatever the case may be, and just do it, man, because it's for your customers, and it's gonna make them remember you, because they're going to remember the dealership if they had a good experience. They're not going to remember you, and that's what this whole thing's about. You've got to be remembered. They're gonna say, oh, hey, where'd you get your car? I got it at a Bachman Chevrolet. But what I want them to say is, I got it at a Bachman Chevrolet, but you need to go see the Chevy dude. That's my goal with all my customers.
There you go, spoken. All right, next question is from Billy. He has a few. He says, great salespeople struggle getting out the door since the 6-car club blocks it up drinking coffee. And then he wants to know, where does Mike keep the $2 bills? In your desk, in your wallet? Where do you keep those valuable things?
I keep them in my desk. The desk is locked up. I work for a good store. Nobody's going to mess with them, but they're in my desk. And if for some reason, if you have closing tables or whatever the case may be, you know, keep them in your car and go out there. I also make everything up in a packet. So that way when I go do when I do have a delivery, I've got everything in one envelope and I just run and get it done.
Ah, okay. Hey, okay, so this next question comes from Fred, and I'm sure Fred is asking a question that I think a lot of people at different dealerships would like to know. He says, is your dealership okay with the fact that you're building your own personal brand above and beyond their own brand? And then he goes on to say, it may be a dumb question because I'm sure they love the 30-plus cars that you sell every month. So, I mean, do they tell you, hey, it's okay to build your own personal brand? They don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, you know, every dealership is different, and I didn't ask permission. I just did it because a lot of times, and I had a conversation on Facebook today. I had when I first did it, they're like, yeah, bring it to me, let me see it, we'll go from there. And I already know what they're going to say. They're going to say, no, we don't want you to do that, blah, 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 because they don't know any better. They don't know what it can do for their store, for their company, because all they're going to worry about is thinking, hey, what if he leaves? But you know what? What if I stay? What if I stay with your company for a long time and build a brand that I create a loyal customer base that wants to come back to me, that I always follow up with them, and better than anybody else out there? And that's the key. And I haven't done anything with Digital Dealer, but that's probably one thing I'm going to talk about since I'm going to try to speak with Digital Dealer. And that's one thing that's going to be my session is allow branding with your salespeople, because I think it's so strong if the salesperson does it right. You know, don't be a dork on internet and post drama when you're promoting the dealership. You know, think of it as your own company.
Right, right, right. All right. Fred, thank you for asking that question, Fred. Next question for you comes in from Patrick. He says, I've been in the biz just over a year. Where should I start when buying all this marketing paraphernalia that you have? Do you have like one go-to company? And they're like, hey, check this out, Mike Davenport, I got this now. I mean, do you have one place that you stop and get the pens and the signs? Like, is there one-stop shopping for you, or you just shop and you find something that you want and you don't care what company it comes from?
No, I've got, unfortunately, not one company does everything. I've got a lot of companies, and I try to find good products that's going to last, you know, good pens, stuff like that. So no, I've got a lot of different companies that I use. I wish it was one-stop shop, because it'd be simple, and it'd be a business idea that I could start, because it'd make it simple. But if you get in my automotive sales group, I'll post where I get everything from. And also at the Rockstar conference, I'm going to give everybody who's in person, I'm going to give them everything that I get as well. But in my group, I can post it, because it's about 7 or 8 different places that I get everything.
Wow, 7 or 8. Jeez Louise. All right, Patrick. Better get those tickets to the Rockstar Automotive Conference, I guess, huh? Okay, Mark wants to know, who is taking the pick? Now, I know I heard you say that you do it on your Apple Watch. So what, do you have a tripod set up and stuff? Is that what you're doing? Or do you have somebody like, hey, can you take this picture for me?
No, I have a tripod set up. And this is my mini tripod because I was going to do something different today. But I've got this little thing here. If you're watching on webinar or watching on the webcam, this will hold my phone in there just fine. And I don't want to do, I don't want to hang up on anybody, but you can put it in there and it'll stay steady. And I have a normal size tripod that I put it on. And then your Apple Watch, you can control your shutter on that and it takes 10 pictures at one time. And I get my best picture out of those.
I got you. All right. Thank you so much for the great question, Mark. Okay, next one comes from David. He says, you've come up with so many great ideas, Mike. I'm curious, how many other sales folks at your store do any of these? Have they come up with their own ideas and implemented them as well?
If you're watching on webcam, that's how many people, of 23 salespeople, do it in my store, with the exception of me. And the answer, if you're not watching on webcam, it's zero. It's amazing. It's amazing to me that we have salespeople. I told all the sales guys here, every single sales guy here, that I'm having this webinar. You need to be in it because I'm going to talk about the most stuff that you probably hear me talk about. We're going to be more detail oriented and structured and stuff like that, because a lot of times I'm talking with these guys and it's a little bit of a rant and you know, in the middle of stuff. Hey, I can't talk right now. I got to go. I try to help them out, and I would be surprised if any of them signed up to watch this webinar. It's amazing. 23 sales guys in my store alone. We have 70 in the company in one campus here. It's amazing. I bet none of them signed up.
And none of them do even a little bit of what you do? I mean,
I got one guy that sends out birthday cards, Christmas, every once in a while. I don't think he sends out Christmas cards. He does birthday cards and he sends out an email once a year to the customer. That's it.
Let me ask you this. Are you the only 30-plus car salesperson in the dealership, or are there more 30-plus car sales guys?
The guy who's been here for this, I think, is his 18th year. He'll hit 30 every once in a while. He's never hit 30 until I did, but he's usually in the low 20s to mid-20s, but I'm the only one who's consistently hitting 30.
Okay, fair enough. All right, audience, you heard it. Okay, Scott wrote in, what's the name of that Facebook group again?
Automotive Sales Professionals.
That kind of sums it up, doesn't it? All right, next question.
Yep, right there.
Great. Next question comes from Michael. He says, how do you get first page Google results? Well, that might be a whole nother webinar.
It probably is a whole nother webinar, but it's funny that I put up the suggested resources. Read Googleopoly. And that's going to help you, by Sean V. Bradley. That's why I put it in here. I did put it in my last webinar. It's a book that's changed the way I look at Google and how I do things. And it's amazing. And that book is about a year and a half old now. And a lot of the stuff is still relevant, with everything. So, but read Googleopoly and pay, if you're going to do YouTube videos, pay good attention to, chapter number 5.
Okay. Just so you know, going back a couple questions to the one that David had asked about the other salespeople at your dealership, he wrote back and he says, that's kind of what I figured. And then Trevor wrote in, well, I'm moving to Louisville. There you go. All right. Next one comes to you from Billy. He says, we already covered that one, Billy. You asked me twice. Where does Mike keep the $2 bills, your desk or your wallet? All right, well, we're going to have to skip over that one. All right, your next one comes to you from Thomas. He says, how do you justify the price and your value versus a lower price down the street? That's an excellent question.
Easy. That's typically going to come up at when you're penciling the deal. I'm like, well, I got this exact same car down the street. And it's $2,000 cheaper. That's what's gonna happen when you're showing them the numbers. So you look at them dead straight in the eye and you ask, let me think. Okay. Well, you sit there and you look at them and say, no problem, I understand. If the price was all the same, who would you rather do business with, them or me? They're in front of you. They're gonna say you. Oh, really? Okay, perfect. Why is that? And they're gonna tell you something. Why is that? And why is that? And why is that? And why is that? And you keep asking, why is that? Until they're done, and then you look at them and you say, that's why I'm $2,000 higher. I need your approval right here. And that's strong close.
Thomas, did you get that? All right, Thomas, you got another question. You write on it, all right? All right, next question comes to you from Brian. Mike, I've said it in the past, and I'll say it again. Thanks again for your persistence in improving salesmen's lives and being an advocate for our industry. Aw, so nice. Bri.
Thank you so much. And as I've said before, I don't do this. I don't get paid to do anything like this. I'm not a vendor. I don't plan on being a vendor. It's a lot of hard work when I'm promoting stuff. It takes time out of me from selling cars. So I do this strictly to give back to the industry that I love, give back to the industry that's given me so many things. And I also try it. My goal in 2000, when I got into business, is I said I wanted to change things and I want to do things different. And now I've got that resource with social media the last several years. So I appreciate that you noticed that. It means a lot to me.
Thank you so much. That was really nice of you to say. And Blair wrote in about your clothes that you used in the last question. She said, great clothes. I use it often. All right.
Next
one comes in from Michael. He says, what brand is the red carpet?
I don't think there's a brand. It's on Amazon is where I got it. And you don't want to get any of those runners and things. Again, if you get in the Sales Automotive Group, I'll post it in there.
Okay.
So it's easier that I can post it.
All right. We have still a number of questions to get to, so let's do it. Dylan wrote in, I got caught up with a customer, and I was unable to make it on time. Is there a way to listen to this webinar after the fact? Why, Dylan, yes, there is. I'll be sending you a link a little bit later on today. And you can also go online to dealeron.com/webinar, where you can view all of our upcoming webinars and access any of our past webinars by clicking on the link that says, miss a webinar? So, Dylan, I'm here to help you, all right? All right, next question comes to you from Kyle. Kyle says, what was the biggest thing you did to get your YouTube channel noticed and gain followers? Mike, was there one thing you did, or was it just consistency that paid off?
It's two things. You hit the nail on the head. It's consistency. And then the one thing I did is I showed everybody how things work in the cars. Do how-to videos. You've got to do how-to videos, because when you do how-to, that's what people are getting on. The number two search engine out there is YouTube, and they're searching how to do this, how to do that. So do how-to videos, and that's going to help you with your YouTube videos.
I love it. All right, Kyle. Good question. All right, next question. Oh, we're down to like a handful of questions now. Isaac says, thanks for the answer. The hashtag Ford Dude is going, and I'm getting there. Any thoughts of video ideas or info I can give for free to get leads in return? Any thought of video ideas or info I can give for free to get leads in return? That was a question.
Just what I just mentioned. Go do YouTube, do Facebook, make sure you friend all your first customers on Facebook, and just do good content. Sit there and provide how-tos, how to do this, how to do that. Post a link to a YouTube channel, ask them to make sure they subscribe, and then also call me here directly at the dealership. I can sell nationwide.
Great. All right, Isaac, thank you for the great question. Next one, Mike, comes to you from Kellen. He says, wait a minute. I should really read these things before I start talking. He says, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Ha, ha, ha. Awesome webinar, man. Knowledge basket is looking plentiful.
I love it.
I love it. All right. Thank you so much, Kellen. All right. Next question comes to you from Matt. He says, I'm looking forward to KZoo. I believe he means Kalamazoo. What do you use for your content ideas and videos?
Right here in my head.
In the noggin?
How I come up with some stuff, I have no idea. But I try to a lot of times some of the stuff happens because I'm so involved in social media and I'm so involved with so many different groups on social media that I see somebody asking a question, how do you do this, how do you do that? And I'm like, oh, there's a video. And I go over and beyond, I just did a customer's car. I did an unwrap, and the next up, it's a vendor. They're a great vendor. I love them. They bought me a drone. Why they bought me a drone, I have no idea.
You are putting that thing to work too, man.
I am. I just got a weird message. Did you hear that?
No. What was the message?
Okay. It says your entry is not valid. I was hovering over the 2 hour mark of you and I being on this call and I was worried. So we're at 2:18 for you and me being on the call. So, cause last time it cut out at 2 hours, but so I'm in all these groups and stuff like that. And that's really where I get a lot of these ideas. I'm just, the more you do, the luckier you get. So just keep doing things, get out there on groups. And when you're in these groups, they don't want to see a salesperson. They want to see somebody who's willing to help them. And that's the key. And I help people all over the country and all over the world on their cars. I got a guy in Mexico today that got into an accident and can't get his side marker lamp on a Corvette. I went back to my parts department. I bought it for him and I mailed it to him. I don't get anything out of that.
Right.
But I helped him out in Mexico. What's the likelihood of that guy ever buying a car from me? Zero. But you know what? You don't know who he knows in Texas. You don't know who he knows in Alabama. You don't know who he knows somewhere on the internet. And says, hey, you know what? If you're buying a Corvette or if you're buying a Chevy, go see Mike Davenport. And that's what I do so much.
That's a good one. Good stories. You got good ones. All right. Next one comes to you from Mark. He says, I love to stay at the desk too, but I have to get the trade appraised. When do you do it? When does Mike get a vehicle appraised? Does he leave the desk or what? Oh, you didn't
Great
cover
question.
This? You didn't cover
I
this
didn't,
during the webinar? You were saving it for now?
I did. It wasn't something I wanted to cover because it's just time and stuff like that. I find out in the get-go if they're trading something, and I have the trade appraisal done while I'm on the demo ride. Remember I said, do as much as you can in 15 minutes. That's one thing that I do.
So you do have somebody that helps you appraise.
No, I do it all. With eLead, you can scan the VIN and the mileage, and I'll send a text message to the used car manager that, hey, I've got this car out here to appraise, the keys are in ignition, go appraise it. And so I don't ever leave the customer. Here, let me get the mileage and the thing off of it, and I do a silent walk around real quick, and okay, let's go drive, and I text the manager while I'm on my demo ride.
Well, let me just pick my jaw off the desk over here. That's a really good idea. All right, you heard it, Mark. Good luck with that, man. All right, next question comes to you from Chris. He says, thank you for the response. I just want to not leave the customer. The manager would just pick up the dots, et cetera. Okay, well, I don't know. That's from something else. Okay, Adam says, where do you get the follow-up process?
I made it back in 2000. In 2000, when I came in the car business, I actually had a very good manager that sat there and told me, and a salesperson who was doing it as well, who's not in the business anymore, and showing me what he did. I really got lucky. I came into the business at the right time. I came in and had the right people around me when I first got into the business, and they showed me some of the best practices, and I just evolved those after the fact. So,
is it a living document? Did you change it? I mean, do you update it? Have you updated it lately?
I did just update it. But it's really a form. It's just a form letter. But I wrote it myself, and I just make sure that it doesn't sound like a form letter. Hey, I just wanted to follow up with you today. I want to make sure that Bluetooth working fine and blah blah blah. And that's what I do. And the responses I get back from those emails are amazing too. So I get my customers to engage with me. And again, they know that I'm always here for them, and that's the key of the red carpet delivery is keep your customers engaged with you because you want them to send you repeat and referral business. And like I mentioned earlier, over 70% of my business is repeat and referral. It's nuts.
70.
And I've been at this store for 5.5 years.
I didn't realize it was that high. I mean, I think anyone would be pleased if it was 30%, but you have 70? Wow.
That's the last 3 months. That's rolling average of the last 3 months. The full year from January 1 to December 31 for 2015, it was 54%. So the last 3 months I'm up, and I always, anytime that I tell you what my averages are, it's a rolling 3 month average.
Right.
But if like at the year, I'll tell you what the year is and whatnot. But it's right now it's 70%. It's amazing. Repeat
wow.
referral and finding my own business.
That's incredible. Okay. I was just about to tell you we're down to our last three questions and then like three more questions just came in. So here we go. Oh, Thomas says, what do you think about getting red ropes to go with the red carpet?
Thought about that. He must be on Amazon checking already. There are some velvet ropes to do it. I think it's too much work. So it looks really, really cool. I almost bought them. They're like $20 or something like that. But I elected not to because I thought it was really, really cool. But you got to store this stuff. You got to keep it somewhere.
And so,
you know, inside the dealership. So I didn't do it for that reason. But it's a good idea, but I didn't do it. If you do it, show me pictures and prove me wrong. Again, I'm always willing to be proved wrong.
Go, Thomas, show me
how awesome it works and that your customers love it better than just the red carpet, because then I'll go out and buy them, because I did think about it, but I just didn't do it because of storage and what I mentioned earlier.
Got it. Okay. Michael has a question for you. He says, any book recommendations for branding?
Book recommendations for branding. That's a good one. Gosh,
have you read a book on branding?
No. I don't think, I read, the average person in the country reads one book a year. I read one book a week. And there's a book that I'm trying to think of on branding. I might have it. It's social media something. It's a green book. That's the only one I'm thinking of. It's a green book cover, but there's something out there. There's a green book cover out there that I did read, and I can't remember what it is. I can't remember. I'll figure it out and I'll let you know.
Okay. So that one, came from Michael, and you look that up and I'll just get to the next question for you. Billy wrote in, do you use any of Fran Taylor's techniques? He has some similar, but nothing is new, probably. I don't know. That's what he wrote.
Yeah. I've listened to Fran. Fran's a great guy. Fran is a little bit old school, so I've kind of taken some of his stuff and evolved it into the new school stuff. So I have listened to him. I've learned some things from him, but it's got to be involved. It's got to be involved. So take it with a grain of salt and make it your own and make it better in the 21st century.
All right. Thank you for the question, Billy. Okay, next question comes to you from Troop. And he says, how much do you spend annually on personal promo products like the stickers, et cetera? How much are you investing in yourself every year?
I spend about $9 per car. So you know, I spend $2 in the gas tank. I spend $5 on the Coke bottle, and then you know, if you want to take the red carpet and divide up, you know, 80 divided by, you know, I sold 327 cars last year.
But then you got,
you
five
want to do that,
pins,
you know,
you got the sticker inside the door.
Yep.
You have the business card. You have the sticker inside the gas
tank. Yeah, the stickers inside the gas tank, it's a company called 123stickers.com, literally the word one, the number one, the number two, the number three, stickers.com. You can get like 500 of them for $40. So, I mean, they're dirt cheap. And trust me when I'm looking for things, because I can't, you know, I sell a lot of new cars and they're $100 minis in my store because of the way we do things. I'm completely happy with that. So, you know, if anybody wants to try to start bashing me on new car minis, you know, it doesn't work. I love it. It works for me. I make a lot of money. By helping my customers buy cars, I get a lot of kickbacks from GM and stuff like that. So I really look at it as a mini standpoint. If I only sell a mini off of this idea, what's it worth to me? You know, do I make $90? Perfect. Do I have to take taxes out of that and I'm only making $50 per car? Perfect. You know, and I get a lot of bonuses at the end of the month where our pay plan works and stuff like that. So I'm okay with that. So that's why I look at it about $7-$8 a car, and it's beneficial, and it the customers love it.
All right, cool. Troop, I hope that helps you out. Should I go back to that question from Michael about your book recommendation on branding?
I couldn't find it, but I've got the book, I think, out of my desk. But I'll get it and put it. No, not getting it here, but I'll get it and I'll throw it in the group.
All right, cool.
Because it's a good book.
All right, Michael. Thank you so much for the question, Mike. Okay, Patrick wants to know, what's the app for trade appraisal?
The app for, oh, it's eLeads. eLeads got the app, and then it automatically saves in there.
Oh, so it's in your
CRM. System.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and then the our company uses vAuto.
Okay, got it. All right, last couple stuff here. Mark wrote in, I have to run, but thanks, Eliana. You're a great interviewer. And Mike, you are always great to listen to. Mike is telling you the best info in a very concise manner. I hope y'all took notes. Thanks. Thanks, Mark. Dylan wrote in, that is awesome. Thanks for all your help, Mike. You have been an amazing inspiration to branding myself. And I got to tell you, my dealership loves it. And last one,
Last one
comes in from David. And I just want you to know, Sharpie is literally on like every one of my webinars. And he said, so this has now become my number one favorite dealer on Webby of all time. And I have been on a few of these things. Great job, Mike. Oh, wow. Shoot. Now all of a sudden people are writing in. Dino wrote in, great stuff, heading into another webinar. Thanks so much. Sean wrote in, Mike has helped me a lot and I appreciate it. Sean Martin, the Ford dude. And Roy said, nice to see you finally, Eliana. he said, this is my number one favorite webinar, too. Okay, last one. Scott, the name of your Facebook group one more time, Mike.
Automotive Sales Professionals.
I can't get more concise than that. Audience, thank you so much for being amazing. And Mike Davenport, dude, you rocked it once again on a Dealer On webinar. I couldn't be more happy about that. Thank you so much. Hopefully we'll get you back on here very, very shortly.
Absolutely. I'll be back with no problem.
Ah, thank you so much. All right, let's close this thing up. You want some more information? Go check out DealerOn.com/webinar and access any of our past webinars and also register for some of our upcoming webinars. Don't you go on me, Mike. I need your slides still,
here.
Okay? also, at the conclusion of this webinar, you're going to get a short survey. So fill it out because we're always looking for great feedback from our audience. Today, we're going to randomly select a couple people from all those completed surveys to also win some Google prizes. And, yeah, Mike Davenport's going to be presenting at the upcoming Rockstar Automotive Conference on March 21st. He's going to be right next to industry greats like Grant Cardone and Gary Vaynerchuk, just to name a few. He's going to be discussing how to become a 30-plus car salesman and become a rock star of your dealership. So for more tickets to this awesome event, visit rockstarsalesman.com and use the coupon code Mike for a special discount. And DealerOn is going to be exhibiting and presenting at the upcoming NADA convention in Las Vegas, baby. If you're going to be there, I need to see you, so stop by booth 6626N and check out our awesome booth. You're not going to want to miss it, and I'm going to be there along with these NADA presenters. Yeah, they're from DealerOn, so while you're there, you got to check out their speaking sessions, too. It's going to be amazing. And invitations are going to be going out tomorrow for our next DealerOn webinar. The 5 superpowers of persuasion. In every dealership, it's the BDC agents and salespeople who speak with more potential customers than anyone else. And in today's harsh economy, customers are typically demanding, constantly in a hurry, and usually they want information right now. So let's face it, when you blow that call, they don't call back and say, hey, you want to try that again? You don't get a second chance to make a first impression. For any salesperson, your phone skills can be the difference between making more money and, well, not. So how do you ensure that you make the very most of your first and usually only chance to make a good impression? In this eye-opening one-hour webinar, BDC expert and phone trainer Greg Wells will share the 5 superpowers of persuasion that will take your BDC agents to superstar status. He will share what salespeople need to do to improve their communication skills and their ability to persuade. You'll learn what definitely works and what absolutely doesn't, period. And if you're ready to make a swift and dramatic impact on your sales success and learn the 5 superpowers of persuasion, then don't miss this presentation. Register now. Don't forget, DealerOn's weekly webinars are held Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific. We have some amazing webinar subjects planned for 2016, but if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions regarding these webinars and our topics, contact me directly. My name is Eliana Raggio. I'd love to hear from you. I'm everywhere. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and I'm on all the automotive social networks, so track me down online or just email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com. Thank you all so very much for spending this time with us today, and I hope to see you all on another webinar in our continuing education series. Take care.